This is Scott Berguin of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove, Oregon, checking in again with Al Zappala of Gold Star Families for Peace. Al is on the northern leg of the Bring Them Home Now tour and is in New York City. Good morning, Al.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott.
Well, you were... it's been a couple days, I guess, since we've talked, so I know you've covered a lot of territory in that time. What's been going on?
Well, we were in Boston yesterday, and me and this other fellow, Cody Camacho, who is an Iraq veteran, were interviewed on the radio in Boston yesterday morning, and then we left and we went to. We had to have whistle stops. We stopped in Provident, Rhode Island, at I guess approximately noontime or something like that. And then we stopped in New Haven, Connecticut for around 4 o'clock. And then we pulled into New York City last night where we had a rally at a church.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it, but we had a rally at a church. And this morning, I think we are going to a press conference at 10, and then, I don't know, a rally in Union Square later, and then there's supposed to be a real big event tonight.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are supposed to be there.
Well, let's hope so.
That's what we're doing now. Right now, we're just getting ourselves together, getting ready to leave for the... deal with the New York subways and off to our press conference, I guess.
Right. So yeah, you're probably mostly on foot then, or by subway today, as opposed to trying to drive to places.
Yeah, we all got our passes to get on the subway, so it's mostly foot. People walk a lot in New York. I don't mind walking. So,
right. Right. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Driving there is a is an interesting.
Driving was a disaster. We got into New York last night, and we had like a pilot car, a lead car. This guy's supposed to know. We met him up in Brooklyn, and he's going to take us to his church in Brooklyn, and he ended up taking us into Manhattan.
No,
which was a total nightmare.
Oh.
You can imagine being in Manhattan with an RV.
Oh, I feel for the driver.
It was brutal. I mean, we ended up being an hour late for our talk. So,
one embarrassed pilot
car. Recovering from that, but these glitches happen every now and then.
And,
just something we have to deal with.
That's right. Yeah. So how are you doing? Do you have some new people have joined you, or are you?
We had. Let's see, who joined us? We have a woman named Anne, and she's from the San Francisco area.
Mm-hmm.
Anne Sack. Her son is in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
She joined us in, I think it was in Boston she joined us. And she's the newest person. And I think I told you Carlos joined us.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Karen Meredith is joining you guys here later
Karen
today.
Karen Meredith is going to join us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where. It might be in Baltimore.
That sounds familiar. I just talked to her yesterday.
Yeah, I think in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, we pick up and one of our Veterans for Peace, he's leaving this morning. He has some... some medical problems.
Oh.
And but he's coming back. He's going to meet us back in Washington on the 21st. So I guess that's the way it is,
Right. Right. Oh yeah.
There's like a core of us that have been on the whole time, but we just keep picking up new speakers and new people and.
Well, it's people should be inspired by your commitment, if nothing else. I mean, you've been on this tour now for, it seems like forever to you, I'm sure. Like this is your new life.
Well, it's one of the best experiences that I've had in my life, really. I mean, just being with people that are... you know, it's like a new family to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been good, you know. It's been good. It's hard to, like, you know, every time you speak, you have to relive memories. You know, and sometimes we speak 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day, but it's also a healing process, too. So,
right.
You know,
yeah,
not bad to cry, you know?
No, it's not. It isn't at all. And that's, yes, we have a whole nation of people that need to do some crying, I'm afraid, to heal from this. But we need to end it. Ending it is part of the healing process. We have to start there anyway. So you're getting really close to DC, which you will be. Let me see. I'm looking here at the website, bringthemhomenow.org, and looks like you're in New Jersey tomorrow.
Yeah, we leave. I believe we leave New York in the morning, and we go to Newark, and then Baltimore, and then Washington.
All right.
Now we're supposed to be in Washington the 21st, so I guess. I don't know if we're staying in Newark or Baltimore overnight. I don't know.
Right.
So,
okay.
You know, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. So what's any highlights from the last couple of days or just thoughts that you'd like to share with folks?
Well, you know, we've been getting good crowds. The New Haven was really packed. Oh, you know, and I mentioned that... Cindy Sheehan joined us.
Okay.
In Boston. I don't know if I told you that. So, you know, and then she took the bus with us to New York. So, you know, when people know she's going to be there, it really draws the crowds. So the crowds have been really big, you know. So, you know, I guess that's the difference.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot to mention. Well, Cindy's now with us, so... I don't know how long she's gone. I don't think she's gone past New York with us. She'll probably speak tonight. I guess that, you know, I'd call that a highlight.
Yeah, well, definitely that's a highlight. And
yeah.
I've noticed that there was the press conference that you all had in Amherst back on the 16th, which probably seems like years ago to you now. Just got up on a website. It's available for people to hear the whole conference. And more of these things are getting up in various places on the internet for folks to access who can't directly participate or even attend some of the events. Certainly the half of the country that hasn't been able to do that. And just hoping that people are picking up the feeling from what you all are generating and heading towards Washington, D.C., and some other places as well for the 24th.
Yeah, yeah. Well, New York is pretty huge, you know. I mean, you can see the difference when you come into New York.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
It's like, you know, the press, the media coverage is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like 20 photographers or something like that off the bus. So, I mean...
No, maybe some of that will squeak out into the national media here from given that
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
So, when you get to D.C., do you have plans to visit your specific congressional leader?
What was that again, Scott?
I'm sorry, Al. When you get to Washington, D.C., do you have plans to meet with your congressional leader or your senators?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's who is your...
They'll be setting all that up for us.
Okay. That's great.
You know, we're urging everyone, you know, that comes to Washington on September 24th to see their Congress people, too. You know,
Well, that's a big part of it, isn't
it? I've been there. You know, it's not that hard to get in. You know, all you do is you go through the metal detector. They don't ask a lot of questions, and then you're inside. You know, even if you don't have an appointment, just go up to the congressperson's office and say you're a constituent and you'd like to speak. Now, you might not get to see that person, but you'll get to see the aides.
Sure, sure.
So, I would urge all your listeners to do that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I don't want to...
that are going to be in Washington on the 24th, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, Al, but because I know if somebody were to ask me point blank, so who are your congressional leaders? I might falter briefly trying to remember who they are. I think I
my
can remember.
My congressional leaders?
Yeah. The,
well, I have Bob Brady is...
he's the one for your part of Philadelphia? Okay.
Congressman.
Yeah.
And the two senators are Rick Santorum and Arlen Specter.
Oh, boy, both names that have been in the news quite a bit.
Yeah, and of course, well, you know, Specter, he's head of that committee that's going to put people on a Supreme Court.
Right.
And Santorum, of course, you know, is a very conservative person. I've met with them before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually Santorum, who I don't agree with on just about anything, to me was the most of Specter and him. He was the most compassionate and I felt open to had to say and gave us plenty of time to tell us about, you know, my son Sherwood and what we think about the war and stuff like that. I don't think it, like, translated into him changing about the war.
Sure.
But, you know, you never know. He's up for re-election this year.
Mm-hmm. You never know, and you can't...
next year, and...
you can't ignore anybody.
The Democrats have turned around and put up a conservative candidate against him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who knows? If he took a position against the war... Because, you know, the latest, I think we heard yesterday, the latest ABC poll said that that now 52% of Americans want us out now of Iraq. And not only do they want us out now, they want us out now whether there's a government in place or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty huge.
Yeah, that is
so
huge.
So hopefully this will, you know, politicians always have their ear to the polls. So we're hoping that... you know, with this latest news and with us converging on Washington, that we can start changing people around into, thinking about a pullout.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're hoping anyway.
Right. Well, as I was going to say earlier, we can't ignore anybody. We can't say, well, they're against us, so I'm not going to talk to them. It sounds like Rick Santorum, at least, as you said, he's got the personality of a person who's willing to listen. And oftentimes...
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Yeah. You know, maybe I shouldn't be surprised. You know, kind of judge people wrongly or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, politically, he's like, you know, he's... He's pretty, very, very right, you know, right wing. And you know, he has five children, I believe. So I think maybe that's part of it, you know, that he can understand the loss of a child. You know. So, but anyway, I thought it was genuine with him, and. You know, I'll never agree with him on all these issues that he has, you know, abortion, gay marriage, all that stuff. But if he can be turned around even a little bit and start thinking about this pullout, this war, you know, that would be great.
Right. That's, well, I think pull out the rug from underneath the Bush administration, maybe what's going to have to happen. Because it's hard to see that the Bush administration is going to be, you know, anytime soon coming forward and saying that they're going to be withdrawing. So that's, you know, who knows though? I mean, they've done a lot of strange things, and maybe one day one of the strange ones will actually be a positive one.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, thank you very much, Al. And I'm sure you're going to have a very busy, if not energized day in New York City. I mean, just being there.
It was going to be a whirlwind day. You know, press conferences, rallies, speeches, you know, I don't know. I think I told you before, I don't ask too many questions of our coordinator.
Right.
So, but she's got it all planned. And, we're like the sheep. We follow along, and We go from place to place.
Well, so far it looks like they've gotten you to every city that you were supposed to be at, every stop, maybe a little late last night, but that's to be expected. And so you're all doing a fabulous job. And
okay, thanks a lot, Scott.
You bet, Al.
I think I'm going to get breakfast now, and
good
then
idea.
We'll be on our way.
All righty. I'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Thank you, Al. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right.
Bye.